May the sweet peace of Jesus be with you all, dear family. I want to begin by thanking you all for your prayers. I don't know if you remember that Jesus had asked Ezekiel to renew his offering of suffering right after we arrived on the mountain. Being as human as I am, I was hoping a prophecy about him being totally healed in the wilderness would come to pass soon after we got here. But you know how hard it is to say no to the Lord. We are not perfect by any means, but in something this momentous, such an offering for our country, we could not say no. But this past week has been something off the charts that I never thought I would see. And while the demons were sending torment to him, they were sending panic to me. And I have not done well in keeping my mind steady. I've been very PTSD, post-traumatic stress, driven. But I resolved in my heart that I would share with you what's been going on, because I know many of you must be enduring the same things. One of our dear friends in Canada lost her husband suddenly in the middle of the night when his rig went out of control and exploded in a fiery crash. This was unbelievably devastating for her, and we are still in support mode just to be there for her. And what has been taking place with Ezekiel has been something I never expected a human being to live through. But no matter how far to the edge he goes, God is protecting him from death. And I am learning to cope with this heart-rending situation that goes on sometimes for hours and hours and hours into the night, and sometimes even into the morning. I can only surmise that we are in a most precarious position, and we are fighting for our lives in America. I want to encourage all of you, if things are happening to you that are off the charts, please know that this is for our country. Some still ridicule me for teaching on Simon's cross. That is the task Jesus gave this man to carry his cross to Calvary. That was a sign and symbol for what we would be asked to do in following him. But I have seen this dynamic repeated over and over again. Even in Chuck Missler's ministry, his wife suffered terribly while he was working hard to complete some very important writings. Heidi Baker's husband, Roland, in the same way, suffered as her ministry exploded throughout Africa, taking new territory for the Lord. And I could go on and on about sacrificial fast-suffering offerings great ministers' partners have carried for their husbands and wives. It would make a worthy study. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. And I've seen it over and over again in contemporary ministries. There is a price to pay, dear ones, to plow the land and ready it for the seed. We've been getting readings on fruitfulness over and over again through this difficult time. So I want to encourage you that if your sufferings are off the charts lately, you are holding this world together with your prayers and offerings. And that stands whether you're aware of the offering or not. You've given yourself to Jesus, and anything you suffer, he takes graciously and gratefully as a fast offering for the world. I also want to ask your prayers for the Chinese people. More than ever, their government is going after Christians with a vengeance. They need your prayers so badly. Last night, Ezekiel was in the spirit in the midst of some Chinese people who were being tortured to death. He also saw scenes of things happening to children who make it across the border of Mexico and are isolated from their parents. This world is so cruel, and Satan eggs on his followers to be more and more cruel to the helpless victims, inventing new ways to torture, tying off veins and arteries before severing limbs one at a time until they die. It is unbelievable what Satan has loosed on the world. And everyone needs our prayers more than ever. But in this moment especially, the faithful in China who are being arrested and tortured as we speak, please pray for them. Lord Jesus, please speak to us. This is so horrendous. How can such things be? Some even blame you for this and say there is no God. Otherwise the innocent would not suffer as they do. Jesus began, "My sweet Claire, you have been very much distracted because of the intensity of Ezekiel's suffering. And I want to tell you, I understand. Do not condemn yourself. These things are very hard to cope with. Please do not lay blame and guilt on yourself for not being able to pray or think straight. Indeed, you have suffered much during this season of trial, very much. And the human mind runs to familiar consolations when it is nearing the breaking point. But let me assure you, I will not allow you to be broken, although that is what your enemies are working towards. I have planted you and your prayer warriors right in the middle of Witchcraft Central. You are in a very hot area where much evil is done, not only to the surrounding families, but the cities, the nations of the world, and especially America. There are very well-established Satanists in this area, and they are infuriated that you are here to stay, I might add. I do not allow all things to touch down in your life, although they wait in line for one misstep so they can gain entrance. I am allowing this for the work of saving souls, and though you feel very disconnected in this moment, things are going to change. When I allow suffering, part of it is for the sins of the soul, part of it is for reparation for the sins of the unrepentant. Part of it is for conversions, and part of it is a major work of mercy to save the nations of this world. Both you and Ezekiel, and many heart dwellers and Christians around the world, are going through similar things. All that I can tell you is that you are my choice warriors because you have shouldered the many tragic things that are happening to, in, and around you with courage and dedication. In this world you will have trouble, but I live in you, and I overcame the world, and so will you, my deeply dedicated ones. My people, no one sees your suffering, no one hears a fanfare, no one connects the dots between you being here and the earth being held back from full-blown war. No one recognizes your love for me, but I do. Good men are tried in the crucible of suffering, and I tell you truly, you are not good men. You are extraordinary men and women who have heard my voice on this channel and given yourselves totally to me. Such are the martyrs in heaven, and so are you in this very way, martyrs for righteousness. For the triumph of righteousness and the extended hours, days, months, and years that you have won for your people by your intercession. You have made a choice of will, and though you may feel your offering is paltry because you do not suffer as well as you would like, still, I tell you, great fruit is being gathered because of your pains and tears. Many of your hearts are bruised beyond recognition by what you have faithfully endured and not renounced me. Many of you will wear martyrs' crowns, but many more will go unrecognized in this life. Your suffering is deep, pervasive, hidden, and in some cases, immobilizing. Claire's heart is bruised beyond recognition from enduring with Ezekiel the pain he has so steadfastly suffered and continues to suffer. This is in part the reason for her silence. When she becomes quiet to pray, the tears and grief overwhelm her, so at times she finds ways to occupy herself from feeling that pain. What she and others like her do not know is that somewhere in China, those who are being tortured are not feeling the brunt of the torture because it is being taken on here in America. They suffer beyond recognition, but some of the pain has been distributed to victim souls in other places in the world. The only reason they stand throughout this process is that I have given them extraordinary grace to keep them upright and functioning. It is the same for you, dear ones. You are getting through your ordeals because I am strengthening you, and others also are receiving blows for you as well. The economy of redemption and how I distribute my graces to the needy will remain a mystery to most until heaven, when they will see playbacks of their lives. Gold is tried in the furnace of afflictions, and all of you listening to this message and having gone through these things, all of you are being perfected so that you will shine with a distinctive brightness in glory. You are being strengthened beyond human boundaries. Many of you endure to superhuman boundaries, and you haven't quit because you trust me to provide for you that which is lacking. I want to commend you, my faithful warriors and victim souls. I know that you don't see yourselves in any great light, but mostly as failures, and that's not true. I want to thank you for your faithfulness, and I encourage you to keep holding the standard of the cross high above your heads as you ready yourself for battles. When there is simply nothing left and you are totally bankrupt, fall into my arms. Put your hands on my heart. Listen to the heartbeat your God expresses his gratitude with. Know that I am eternally grateful to you for all you have sacrificed on behalf of your brothers, sisters, and the world. You have much to look forward to in heaven. Please do not grow despondent or discouraged. I am holding you and filling you with grace in the moments you most need it. Thank you for loving me with a true and pure love, a love bathed in tears and sacrifice. I count every tear as the most precious offering a soul can make to me. I bless you now and am preparing a place for you, a place where there will be no more tears, no more suffering, no more disappointment, no more death, only eternal bliss in my presence.